Welcome to the Catholic Sphere. Each week we have a different host and a different focus as we tackle topics important to Catholics all around the globe. I'm your host this week, Jim Pinto. Today we'll be discussing the EWTN Media Missionaries. They are a part of the call of Christ to evangelize the world, to go and to make disciples. Evangelization is the very essence of our being as Catholics, as the children of God. It's our vocational calling to take Christ to the world, beginning in our own lives, in our family, in our parish, in the nation, in the world. And that's what the missionaries do. To fulfill that call to be evangelistic, that the church is missionary, and that includes you, that includes me. And always remember, there's some people that only you're going to be able to reach, it seems, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we pray that you'll be blessed today. We have some very special guests with us. Regarding the media missionaries, Spencer Swope is an EWTN regional marketing manager. He joins us from Hansville, Alabama. Spencer Swope. Angelica Park is a young bilingual media missionary, as well as a youth and pro-life activist. She joins us from Waco, Texas. Chris Wegemer. He's an old-timer with the EWTN network and with the media missionaries and has been with us for many decades here. He's the vice president of marketing. He joins us all the way from Wyoming, Delaware. So wonderful to have the three of you here with us. Welcome one, welcome all. So Chris, let's share today about the media missionaries. And in particular, you know, we have three pillars, I understand, with the media missionaries of prayer, intercessory prayer for the network, for the spread of the gospel, praying for our parish, keeping EWTN in sight, you know, within the parish, and then out publicly. So let's speak about the parish and your kind of take on what you see, and you have a broad range of vision being the head of marketing. So share with us if you would.
Actually, one of the wonderful aspects of the Media Missionary Program is just the wide variety of ways people can become involved and the tremendous resources which your Media Missionary Department makes available to people. So it could be as simple as someone asking for a bulletin announcement in their parish bulletin or putting up a poster as a reminder about what's coming up on EWTN, say, this coming Lent or Advent season. Right. And also our network highlights, which also highlight some of the outstanding specials that are coming up that would be exciting for a lot of people to be aware of. And for those who might be homebound, as you said, one of the pillars of the Media Missionary Program is prayer. So even if you can't get into the parish, the fact that you can support what we're doing through prayer is extremely important because prayer is central not only to the Media Missionary Program, but to EWTN itself. And one of the things that I would highly recommend is the Media Missionary Devotional Guide, which was so beautifully put together. So no matter what your state of life, whether you're active in your parish or even just from the privacy of your home, there's a place for you and we encourage you to get involved.
Well, that's beautifully said. And yeah, we always speak about in sight, in mind, out of sight, out of mind. And so you're sharing bulletin announcements, the highlights, which are just critical. So we want all the folks to know that there, the various shows and when they air, special shows that are coming up, it has all the information right on the highlight. So if you could put those anywhere in the parish or in the Family Life Center, that's wonderful so that people can see this. And of course we have posters, maybe some of you will speak about that, various seasons of the year, the liturgical seasons or pro-life posters or children's posters. And that's just so important for people to see something that will further nurture them. Thanks, Chris. Spencer, your thoughts on the parish, EWTN and Media Missionaries' impact upon the parish, things that we can do, or ways that we're helping to train media missionaries in evangelization that will help them within their parish. Spencer?
Sure. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity. I echo everything Chris said. And to go a little bit further, we need to have all the materials in the parish, just like Chris was saying. We need to have those things, posters up during the seasons to highlight that, to draw them to our programming. But what I also know is the majority of the Catholics don't stop in their vestibule or even their parish life center very long to look at materials. They're in and out. So we need to dig a little bit deeper. We definitely need to have all those materials there for the people to grab those for sure. But we need to dig a little bit deeper. And some of those things we can do is, first of all, having more media missionaries in our parish. within different ministries, whether that's RCIA, I think it's got a different name these days, but the Altar Society, St. Vincent de Paul Society, and on and on. If we had a media missionary there to just evangelize to those folks that they're with, and then out, you know, like St. Vincent de Paul, for the people that come in and need the goods and all that, it's a good outreach there. But another way that is really powerful is if you can get permission from the pastor to do a 2-minute talk from the pulpit afterwards. Right. Not everybody's comfortable with that, and the pastor doesn't always give permission. But if he does, I mean, it's a wonderful way to get more media missionaries. But if he does not, you can ask him permission just to put a table in the back of the church and the vestibule, so that when the folks are coming out of church, so they have an opportunity to give them these materials, and then hopefully have some opportunity as well to talk to them about the media missionary program and get them signed up there, or you tell them all the different ways to do that. I have the opportunity also to work with media missionaries closely, and one of the positions within the media missionary department, if I have somebody really excelling, I know that would be a good leader for the diocese, is we call it media missionary area coordinator. And I've been blessed to have quite a few. I have 37 dioceses that I oversee, and I think I have 24 area coordinators now. And they'll hold gatherings in their home. And I've been a part of some of those gatherings, most of them actually, where we invite other media missionaries. And when they come together and share stories, I first allow them to tell how they got involved with EWTN, and some of those stories, some of the conversion stories, are just bring tears to your eyes. They're so powerful. So I'm just blessed to be a part of this. Just sharing. Yes. It's an awesome opportunity.
Thank you, Spencer. You raised so many good points, and that gathering aspect is really important. I understand you have a gathering brochure, and we're speaking here about EW10 media missionaries gathering together, whether that's electronically or like you were showing there, like it looks like it was in homes coming together. They may be from your parish, they may be from a number of places in your diocese, and they come together. There's all sorts of gatherings that could take place. Most of them are led by our managers. But our regular rank and file media missionaries can do that with one or two people to get together to pray, to share the materials, the latest things that are going on. Or you can have a gathering in your parish, and you just might say, if your priest allows you to, say there's a Sunday school hour, and so we'd like to share about EW10 and about the media missionaries and be able to do that. Or like you said, Spencer, in other groups throughout the parish, and it's obvious from what you're sharing, you could have more than one media missionary in your parish. So I think you hear sometimes that somebody says, well, I can't be a media missionary because somebody's putting out the highlights, so I can't be one. No, you have different associations. You have different groups. You have different prayers that you pray. You have different contacts publicly. So the more missionaries, the better in every parish. Angelica, we want to hear from you about how you're promoting EW10. You have a campus, you're on campus, you have a parish there that you're a part of, and then you go home and you have a parish there. So what kinds of things are you doing or seeing in the parish?
Right. I think there's definitely, I'm hitting two different types of groups of people when it comes to my campus parish and then when it comes to my family parish. Both aspects I get to use, the Spanish media missionaries outlet and being able to have all those resources. And that's been beautiful. And, you know, honestly, you don't have to be a fluent Spanish speaker to be able to use those resources. I think that sometimes you can, if you know you have a parish that has a large Spanish community, go ahead and get those resources too, because they're definitely so welcoming when it comes to being able to see, you know, your own native language and getting resources from that aspect, especially because there's so many beautiful shows in Spanish on EWTN. And then also you have, as at the campus ministry, you know, you have a very young audience, and you have to be able to, you know, use the internet and be able to share the media outlets through Instagram or Facebook. And I think one of the biggest tips is if you're, you know, a younger person and you're in college or you're in high school, just start following EWTN and different EWTN accounts on your Instagram and Facebook, and just share those. And then when it comes to the family parish, be able to have those, you know, those kids, the resources for the children and different things like that. Because, you know, when you're about five and under during Mass, sometimes it's hard to focus. But if they can pick up one of the EWTN missionary things and mess with that during Mass, that's good advertising as well. So so you have different things that you can do for your family parish. But that's also, at the same time, campus ministry is very important. Being able to talk to those young people and, you know, advocate for EWTN even as a young person is a huge blessing. And so being able to do that and just talk about it, I think that's one of the biggest things that both of the accomplished men talked about earlier, is just the fact that you can talk about it and get to those people and look them in the eye and be like, you're not watching EWTN, you're crazy, you know. Yeah. Like being able to be like, just be able to advertise it word of mouth as well.
Yeah. You know, Angelica, you call to mind something that I've heard from a media missionary who works in a parish, like you were speaking about, that's on a large, well-known campus. She became a media missionary. She works on the staff. She's a communications person. And then she asked for resources. She said, I'd like 30 of your materials on how to pray the rosary and 30 on how to make a good confession. And I want to share these with our Catholic students that are on campus and that are coming. And I thought to myself, how beautiful. I mean, we would never have that inreach into that campus if we didn't have a media missionary on staff there. And just to think that there might be people gathering through the work of EWTN, through the resources that we have, all free resources, and the impact that makes. And I know you're on a campus, a well-known campus, but I think, isn't Baylor like a, is it Baptist background?
It's a Baptist university, but there is a, but there, you know, there's a lot of, you know, you said the statistic a month ago on the other show is that the fact that there's 75% of the Catholics that are not actually attending Mass. And, you know, that's really prominent in universities, is to not have born and raised Catholics to be on going to Mass and being able to talk about it. And yeah, those confession resources and those rosary resources, getting anybody stuck on mom is super important. So being able to advertise the rosary and telling, you know, refreshing their memory, because they probably did have a family that prayed the rosary with them and took them to confession when they needed to, and just refreshing the sacraments and being able to get them back and, you know, alive with the Holy Spirit is super important. EWTN Media Missionaries does that for you.
So critical to be reaching our young people on campuses as they go away to college, where so many lose their faith. And so you're there proclaiming the faith, equipping people, and in a culture that's not necessarily Catholic. It's a Baptist culture. And to be able to say, if we share with them some materials, or we put up a poster someplace to say, you know, well, why are you doing that? And you say, well, I'm an evangelist. Oh, we thought only Baptists were evangelists. Well, I'm an evangelist. I'm a missionary with EWTN. Thank you so much, Angelica. Chris, let's go with public outreach, you know, beyond the church, the various ways that we can do that in various forms, whether it's written or electronic or whatever it might be. So how are you seeing this being done with media missionaries? How are you guys doing that through marketing? And how does the media missionaries kind of link up with you all?
Well, I think, first of all, Jim, anybody who has a computer or mobile device can certainly engage in public outreach. But I'm going to leave it to Angelica and Spencer to elaborate on that. I think the area of public outreach that I like to just focus on would primarily be in the area of events as well as institutions.
Okay.
So right now, I would say during a normal year, we would be present at over 200 events across North America, small and large, but especially at the larger events where you may have more than 5,000 or 10,000 people. We often invite media missionaries to join us at the table. There are only so many people you can engage at one time if you're by yourself. So in Atlanta, Charlotte, you know, various cities, Cleveland, you know, I know that we've been blessed to have media missionaries join us at the EWTN booth, and they've been a tremendous asset as far as evangelization is concerned and helping to spread the word.
Yes.
And then shifting to institutions, if there's anyone there who's watching, who is working at or involved in ministry at hospitals, prisons, schools, residential care facilities for the elderly, you can make a tremendous impact. And we have some resources that can help you do that, but we need you to contact us, because, you know, the area of different institutionals that, you know, have people that are specialized audiences or have specialized needs, you know, we can certainly serve those souls as well. But we need you locally to do that.
Beautiful. Yeah, I think especially with the pandemic, hopefully we're coming out of that more fully, but I know that you all were hearing from people Working in nursing homes in particular, and so many people who were shut in, and these people who were working there were saying, you know, what do you have for these people? I'm seeing them. I'm concerned. I want Jesus Christ to be made known to them. Some of them are Catholic. What do you have for me to pass out there? And then we actually heard from some people in these senior citizen homes and nursing facilities that were quite able, and they said, yeah, I want some materials. I want to pass these things around. And, you know, finally, these people can get EW10. You know, how do I get it on my TV? I don't know how to get it on my TV. And here they are in a nursing home. And so somebody, a missionary in there, somebody working with us can help them to get EW10 on. And we know what a great, incredible comfort it is to see the various programs and people sharing and to give the hope of everlasting life that they so desperately need at that time. Spencer, the same kind of area for you is, you know, public outreach. What are you seeing? How is it being done? How people might plug in? Is it going into various institutions that you see beyond the parish? Your thoughts, Spencer.
First of all, we have a whole lot of work to do, and I'm right there with Chris as far as, you know, EWTN is everywhere. The two places that we need to be more than any is prisons, hospitals, nursing homes. And without people, boots on the ground, media missionaries that can go in there and have a connection, a relationship with maybe with the chaplain there or the administrator in a hospital or the chaplain in the prison. Without that, we don't have much of a connection. It's really hard to delve into that and to make ground to make those connections to get the right person to get us on. Yeah. So that is what we're putting a lot of our energy into right now. I have a great zeal for prison ministry. I was blessed a few years ago in the Knoxville area to get us on to a facility there. And probably the greatest gift I've ever gotten in my life in regards to my EWTN work was this card right here. It was a beautiful card of Our Lady on the outside, and I opened it up, and there it is. And these are testimonials to the from prisoners themselves of the impact that EWTN has had on their lives.
Yeah.
That makes, you know, that makes my job easy when I see that, to know the impact that we're having on people. And we just got to keep pushing, making grounds, pray to the Holy Spirit, so we can make these inroads in these places.
Yeah, that, I just keep thinking, you know, I was in prison and you visited me. And so we know I was in prison, I was hungry, I was naked, I was sick, you came to me. So where are all those things happening? Where are they happening? Mm-hmm. How can EW10 be there? God is saying, I want to be there. And EW10 wants to be there to bring God, to bring the Lord, to bring some comfort, to bring some instruction, to bring something beautiful that's there. But what you're saying is, you know, that there needs to be a connector. There needs to be a bridge. And I think one of the things, you know, that happens to us is that we're hearing about this great expanse of EWTN. I don't know how many people were reaching worldwide, maybe 400 million. And then we got shortwave and then the radio, and it's all over the place. And I think sometimes those of us who love EWTN, all you out there, we're saying, well, it sounds like you're doing pretty well. You're reaching everybody. Like, why do you need me? And what you're saying, Spencer, is we want you to take EWTN wherever you go. Because some of the places you're going, we're not there. You don't know how many people don't even have heard of us. We need to land on you. We need grace to build on nature, to land on you. I'm in a nursing home. I don't do much. I just hang out with my grandkids. I just go here and, but you need to be sharing with them the various programming that relates to them that is so laid out beautifully in the highlights and say, here's something just for you at your age or as a woman, whatever it might be. But yeah, we get into these institutions through people oftentimes, and not only the TV. Angelica, why don't you share with us as well some unique ways you're sharing publicly, wherever you go. And I know you've got a number of ministries that you're involved with. You're a renowned singer, and you've done stadiums and have sang the national anthem. You were on with the March for Life with President Trump. You sang that. I'm just kind of bringing these things up. You don't have to go there, but what I'm saying is, you know, you take Christ at EWTN wherever you go. How are you doing that?
Mm-hmm. I think it comes down to, because, you know, as I'm not well seasoned like everybody else here on this show. And so it kind of comes down to first educating myself. I think that's something that is super important to be able to actually evangelize properly, you know? And so I actually wake myself up. I don't know if anybody knows this, but you can actually set your Alexa or your Google to wake you up to EWTN radio. And so I wake up in the morning, and as I'm getting ready, I listen to the current events and to what's going on so I can fully equip myself for that day, especially with all the amazing pro-life stuff that is going on and just current events in general. So being able to equip myself first. And then when it comes to campus ministry, you know, you see this huge rise of anxiety and suicide rates on campuses. And especially during the time of all this, I guess, just craziness post-COVID. And you're seeing a huge need for Christ. You're seeing a huge need for the Holy Spirit. And there's been multiple times where EWTN has brought me even to tears just over the aspects of trying to find peace with the Holy Spirit. And EWTN is an incredible outlet to do that. And in being able to first equip yourself, but then also at the same time, knowing how to put people also for up for success, and doing that on a campus ministry, on campus university, is extremely important because people really do need it as young individuals. And so you kind of take it for granted in the aspect of, oh, well, my family taught me about EWTN, so when I listen to it, like, oh, I'm kind of using this resource. But you take it for granted for sure. And I think if you have, you know, grandkids that are at college campuses, or you have kids at college campuses, tell them about Media Missionaries and get them to do it at their university, because they don't have to do what's kind of interesting and is a lot of times when parents tell their kids to do something, they think, oh, mom, you're going to embarrass me, or, oh, dad, you're going to embarrass me. But the reality is you don't ever really have to be seen to do Media Missionaries. You know, you can just put up the bulletins around your campus church, and being able to, you know, maybe one email to talk to the person that's in charge of the bulletin and be able to, you know, start putting EWTN materials up. But otherwise, you're not going to be embarrassed doing something like this. And you're also going to be very blessed being able to spread such an incredible resource. So just equipping yourself, but at the same time, using the resources to equip other people to also be successful and follow in Christ's life.
Yeah, I love what you were sharing about the posters. The posters are so important to what we're doing. And I know that we recently heard from somebody who's a media missionary and says, you know, I get to place the highlights out. I wear my pin, spread the word, EWTN Ministries, but I'm not allowed, or there's no place in my church for posters. Therefore, I take them to this place and that place. So it's kind of like, well, you can't do it here. And so you got to spread out, and you find places, like you said, on campus or in a dormitory or wherever it might be. And you just put these posters up where you're allowed to put them up. And people are hearing about EWTN. We're going to take just a moment here to watch a very brief video from a very special woman who I think you'll know, and her call to you. Let's see that video.
Thank you for being an EWTN media missionary.
We found that piece, and I just love that so much. And as our panelists are sharing now, and other times we've spoken with them, that we're following Mother's vision and her legacy. That's what EWTN is building upon, that, and it's expanding, I think, in large part due to her prayers. But this heart for evangelization, and there's no question in my mind that Mother was among the greatest evangelists of the 20th century. And so that's our inspiration. That's what we are about. And you know, John Paul II, to my panelists, you know, spoke about we need a new ardor, a new passion, a new infilling. We need that, and we need new methods and a new message. Chris, I want to start with you. Are you seeing, you know, there's so much negativity, and we know the stats in the church in terms of its growth or lack thereof, but are you seeing that new order? Are you seeing people getting lit with the Holy Spirit? Are you witnessing that?
Yes. No, we definitely see that. And we see that at a lot of the events we're attending, whether they're pro-life events or different events, especially post-pandemic, where people are anxious to get back together again. People are excited to talk about their faith. And so we are definitely seeing that out in the field where we travel.
Beautiful. Spencer, how about you? Are you seeing that? Are you seeing that warmth that only Christ can give, as those said on the road to Emmaus? Hey, you know, when we spoke to him, our hearts were set on fire. Are you seeing that with these missionaries? Are you seeing that happening in parishes? You got a broad spectrum where you're traveling.
I am seeing it. Not as much as I would like to, probably, I would say. But where I'm seeing it, and it really brings joy to my heart, is at youth conferences, when you see these youth on fire and you come away just with hope for the future. I have 11 kids, and I want this to be a much better world in the future than it is now. And that's where it starts, to be inflamed with the Holy Spirit and take off.
Well, thank you for your openness to life, you and your beloved wife. And that's a part of the EW10 message, isn't it? Be fruitful, multiply, fill the world, subdue the world. Angelica, we just got about a minute and a half left. Just to speak a word of hope overall to the church, especially older people, and maybe there's some younger people that are tuning in. Give them hope and let them know what EWTN and the Media Missionaries can do for them, and that they would join us, we hope.
Right. You know, the Holy Spirit is very much alive, and Christ is very much alive in young people and in all people, honestly. And you see, you are really seeing this call to conversion in this time of spiritual warfare. And honestly, even though there is a great fire to be burned, there also is a lot of people that are living in a lifestyle that they should not be living in. And so we definitely need to do our job as media missionaries and as people of the faith. And as, you know, we are called to evangelize. And so being able to continue to spread the fire of the Holy Spirit is extremely important. And Mother Angelica would call us to do the same thing too. So God bless y'all. And I hope you do actually become a media missionary.
Amen. Go to EW10missionaries.com, EW10missionaries.com. I'm sure the phone number is up there. We want you to join us today, to join us now. We need you, because as Spencer said, there's some connections that only you can make. So thank you so much, Chris, Spencer, Angelica. Wonderful sharing with you today. God bless you and keep up your great ministry to make disciples for Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. And so we thank you for joining us today to share about evangelization, the new fire that Christ has put into your heart. When I found the one that my heart loves, I took hold of him and I wouldn't let him go. And I want others to know about Jesus Christ and about the good news of the church. I want them to know. I want to obey the call of Jesus Christ to go and make disciples. I want to cast my net out into my family, into my parish, into my community, into the world for a catch. Let's go fishing. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next week here on The Catholic Sphere. Bye now.